Hi, I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ben. We are just a couple of good old lifelong buddies who like to get high every now and then and just talk about life and how that's working out for the world. There's our first hit.
I took it from you, sorry. Not sorry, actually.
Bro, that first hit's always goes to the host.
I mean, co-hosting. What if we took a hit at the same time? You're on one side of the bone, I'm on the other. Like,
I don't know if that would work out, because I don't know if the smoke would go evenly.
But I mean, if you made an air seal on it, it wouldn't.
You got the air seal, though. How you gonna air seal a bomb?
I don't know. I mean, if like, I don't know, it covered an entire top hole.
Which you could do. With 3D printing as it is now, I bet you could print like a little thing that would go in here, and you have two little mouth options.
You know how to use a 3D printer, right?
I've used one, yes. I don't know if that means I know how to use every single one I've put in front of me.
Buy a 3D printer and make one. Make your own.
That custom, was my plan, actually.
Custom bomb, was it actually?
Not a custom bomb, but I was going to make a bunch of little bomb tools. Like a little Keith scraper. And
a little Keith scraper. Morgan bought a James Charles, Jeffree Star grinder.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've seen it. Have you seen Brooklyn's Rick and Morty one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that one's dope.
Hers is, I never wanted to tell her, but like, it's so Jeffree Star. It feels like when you're grinding weight, it'll slap you with makeup. Like, makeup to the face.
Yeah.
What first topics are we doing today?
For today, I think we should discuss PewDiePie and Mertzi's marriage. That seems to be pretty big in the meme community right now.
A few of the meme pages I was following were actually trying to get his wedding photos on Instagram to be the number one liked Instagram post.
Oh, that must be pretty cool. Since he lost the T-Series, right? Yeah, so at least he can have that victory.
T-Series,
I guess his victory is marrying Marzia, though.
T-Series has, I think, 107 million subscribers now.
Has he even broke 100 yet?
Let's check, actually. I'm curious now.
Oh, he is damn close, though.
Oh, that's not even...
in the world.
He has 99 million, T-Series 109 million. He's really close to 100 million.
Yeah, he's like 230,000 away, I think.
Huh. Yeah, that weed is pretty shit, I won't lie to you.
Yeah. But we still got a dab pen, so we got more than one way. We know what we're doing.
Oh, God. But yeah, did you know what the highest Instagram post is right now?
It was like one of those memes, wasn't it? It was something real stupid.
It's the egg. It's literally
oh,
an egg.
Oh, yeah, the egg, because I forget. Who was a celebrity that they wanted the egg to
be? Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah. I always thought it was like that one grape surgery thing that was like a really big thing a while ago.
That was such a stupid meme.
I didn't understand it at all. It was just stupid.
It was just... there was nothing funny about it. It was just an egg or a grape having surgery. Yeah, the egg currently has 53 million likes, and Kylie Jenner's photo has 16 million? 18 million.
Oh, shit. That's a pretty big fucking gap.
Yeah. She lost pretty fucking hard to an egg.
Yeah. But, speaking of PewDiePie and Mertzi's marriage, I actually remember he, went back to his first video he posted on YouTube. And he actually had all these little video messages that him and Mertzi would send back and forth, and that's how they actually met and started dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she like a subscriber of his? Or did she find out
already? I'm pretty sure. And then over time as they did that, they eventually moved in together, and I think that's when she started her channel.
Can you imagine? He probably is shagging one of his unsubscribers. Like, one of his first subscribers.
Yeah.
Wow. There's more controversy about that. That's the next one. What?
Well, I mean, there's already so much controversy going around nowadays. For example, a straight pride group leader called his group a group of peaceful racists.
This video is so funny. I love how he tries defending himself too.
To defend your comments attacking us as racist, in the very first paragraph of our website at naturalstraightpridecoalition.org, we say we're there to defend all races and colors. You pulled out Caucasian. You didn't have any ramifications after which we put in our manifesto per se. You attacked us as racism. You pulled the race card to pull in attacks against us, to justify attacks against us in that park. And when they come, you're going to turn right around and say, well, we've deserved it. We haven't done anything. We're a totally peaceful racist group.
I like how he turns around and points at the crowd like, fuck you all.
No.
Every last one of you, fuck you. And knowing who he is, he's like, especially the non-white people here.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm amazed that the judges were
angry. Oh, yeah, I made a bad comment, he says.
I like how the people he was talking to are just straight faced this entire time. I'm pretty sure that lady took a drink just to calm herself down.
Yeah.
Planned Parenthood. He tried to blame it on Planned Parenthood at the end of that.
I just don't get people.
You pulled the race.
You're sad. Do you know where he's from in this video?
California, isn't he?
Yeah, California. That's actually kind of surprising. Totally peaceful racist group.
Now, the thing is, would you rather be a totally peaceful racist group or a totally racist peaceful group, though?
A racist peaceful group or a peaceful racist group?
Yeah. Because, you know, you're a racist group that just happens to be peaceful, or you're a peaceful group that just happens to be racist.
You see, I thought about that way differently. I thought that it would meant, like, being peaceful towards certain groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being, like, still peaceful.
Well, it depends on how you're describing the group, though.
I guess.
Is it peaceful or racist? What's your main identifier? The fact that you're racist or the fact that you're peaceful?
Racist.
Looks like he's peaceful only towards some races, then.
Yeah. Peaceful towards the whites. Anything else, though? You hear Penelope trying to get in?
My cat? Yeah. She's always trying to get in.
She feels so left out. Like, what the hell? Why can't I be in there with you?
She wants to be part of the peaceful racist group.
She wants to join the Toke Circle.
Also, some sad news. Spider-Man has officially left the MCU.
That's so sad. It's gonna fuck so much up. I mean, Tony Stark literally died knowing that Spider-Man will be there after he's gone. And now Spider-Man's not gonna be there when he's gone.
You know, I actually saw something. J. Jonah Jameson has been in more Spider-Man movies than any of the actors.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
That is, like, really sad.
But yeah, basically, Disney and Sony are renegotiating their deal with Spider-Man. Previously, Disney was only getting 5% of their
revenues?
The revenue, which is just from... Maybe it's not 5%. Maybe they're just getting the merchandise revenue.
Yeah.
100% of the profit from the movie itself was going straight to Sony. And you get way more money from merchandise than you would the actual movie.
Yeah.
Like, way, way more. And on top of that, Disney wanted 50% of the profit in financing, co-financing stuff.
Oh, shit.
And Sony said, yeah, no, go fuck yourself. And they took Tom Holland and Spider-Man away, because Tom Holland's still going to play Spider-Man.
Oh, is he?
In their new movies, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be really awkward, because they can't use anything from the MCU.
There's going to be a live-action Spider-Verse.
I mean...
I would pay to see that.
That'd actually be really fucking cool. Spider-Verse is really good.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best Spider-Mans. Like... Love Tom Holland. Dude's basically Spider-Man IRL, but you're not going to be Spider-Verse.
No, not at all. Did you see the Far From Home?
Yeah.
Morgan and I were smoking a metric shit ton the other night, and we finally watched it for the first time ever.
Oh, shit.
And the scene where he used just his spidey senses to fight Mysterio literally had my jaw on the fucking floor.
I also love the all the Mysterio scenes where he's like going like real hard on the visual effects.
Spider-Man. Yeah, when he's just toying with them.
That makes me so excited to see what they're going to pull off for this new Doctor Strange movie.
God, I forgot how fucked Doctor Strange was, too.
Yeah.
Because his entire thing was just...
It was just
open his mind.
Yeah. And they said...
That was too much.
Scarlet Witch is going to be in it with Doctor Strange, I'm pretty sure. So I'm really hoping
that... I think Spider-Man is supposed to do as well.
In that one?
I think so. I think I read online that Spider-Man was supposed to be in it as well.
Oh, shit.
And...
Probably not like a big role. Probably like how Doctor Strange was in Thor Ragnarok.
He just kind of shows up and... makes a cameo and is gone.
Yeah.
Did you know if there was any more Spider-Man movies planned for Phase 5?
I did not see any Spider-Man. I know it was like a lot of... It was like the Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor's fourth movie, a lot of Disney Plus shows.
What phase did we just end? Was it Phase 4 or was it Phase 3?
Yeah,
I think
we just ended Phase 4 because it's a phase for every Avengers film.
This is what they planned for the next phase. Is the picture going to get any bigger? Hello?
Doesn't look like it.
That sucks.
But we got Black Widow standalone movie.
Before the snap?
It's supposed to be a prequel to like all the other films, I'm pretty sure. Like kind of like how Captain Marvel's was.
Okay. Got you.
But then we have a Hawkeye Disney Plus show, a Loki Disney Plus show, WandaVision Disney Plus show, which has Wanda and Vision, if you couldn't tell by the name.
Now, I wonder if that's going to be post or pre-snap. Because like, it can't be post-snap, he's dead.
Yeah, it's got to be pre-snap.
I wonder, it could be just a different timeline of them.
That would be cool. I think that's what they're going to do for that Loki series, is him going through the different timelines.
That's going to be so cool.
I think they also, for Phase 5, I think they announced a What If show.
And that's the animated one, right?
I don't know if it's animated.
I think What If is supposed to be animated.
That'd be so dope.
Yeah, which is going to be really, really good when you're high.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really good.
Have you watched One Punch Man?
I watched the first season.
Dude, the second season? I know a lot of people hate on the second season, but, you know.
What's bad about it?
A lot of people were complaining about like the sound effects of it and like just the overall animation, but I still thought there were some pretty badass fights. But you know, I'm just a stoner who likes to watch cool shit. So
I remember what I liked most about One Punch Man was just how it's so, in a lot of ways, satire.
Yeah.
About like what it is.
Yeah, it's like
when he realizes. He just kills everything in one punch, no matter what they are, no matter how good they are. And just when he realizes, he gets so depressed about it, like, why? Why does it only take one punch? You hear about Thor Love and Thunder?
I did hear about it. Didn't they get the director for Thor 3 on that one too?
I think so.
I can't pronounce his name, but I know it's like TW.
TW.
Taiki, like what?
Nah, it's just TW. Or Titty? Did you say Titty?
I don't know what the actual name is.
But basically with Thor Love and Thunder, have you heard like anything about like what the plot is?
I know there's a female Thor, but that's about it.
Thor's real name is not Thor. I don't know if you know that. It's Odinson.
Well, that's his like last name, isn't it?
Well, I guess so, but like Thor is the person who's worthy of he's just worthy, I guess.
Yeah.
The idea of Thor Love and Thunder is that Thor isn't worthy anymore, and this girl comes along and is now the new Thor, because she's worthy, and he's not. So I guess he'd be going by Odin's son in that movie.
Oh, but I thought, didn't they, like, say he was worthy in Endgame, though? Like, they had that whole thing where he gets...
He did, but, like, he was worthy in that timeline.
Oh.
Because remember how he went back in time. That's my assumption, at least.
Yeah.
Because they went to a different timeline And back then he was worthy. I mean, I don't know. This entire timeline thing is gonna fuck the rest of this MCU. Yeah. And I'm along with it. That's okay.
I did kind of like how they started out with just these like little one-off movies that like, because they didn't really come together until Avengers. Like besides like these little like
flash. I mean, before that, they were just setting up the characters though.
Yeah,
they were gonna make up the Avengers.
Yeah, but think about how they set them up. They were a lot more like realistic. You know, like you gotta admit it's still a comic book movie, but the idea of a really smart engineer like making a suit like Iron Man. And then having that tech stolen and used against him, like that seems like an actual pretty realistic, as compared to having a giant purple grape throw moons at you.
A giant nutsack.
Yeah.
Nutsack face coming down.
That's what he really looked like out of it. Freaking, what are they called? One of those nuts.
Did walnuts. How in Endgame, how he cut off his head?
Oh yeah.
When Thanos, 2014 Thanos came and was trying to fight them all again, and one of the scenes it actually has Thor like trying to cut off his head again.
I actually thought I read something about how it was one of their original shots was to show Thanos when he comes back to like our main timeline, having him holding Cap's head.
I read that too.
Yeah, because they wanted to show that he had beat them in his own timeline, and then when he came back, he's like, oh wow. Shit. Maybe that I can't been, beat him. Yeah.
That would have been so cool. Wow, that missed opportunity.
That would have made like that.
That would have mindfucked them all.
Yeah.
That would have mindfucked them all. Wow.
Think about how much more that would have made the portal scene pay off, where he like realizes like, oh shit, I could lose this. Oh, and then Captain Marvel comes in and just takes out his entire shit.
Because at one point he's ready to fight the entire army by himself if he had to.
That was Cap. Yeah,
he was ready to sacrifice his entire everything.
I love that scene, because I think they were paying homage to Cap and Thanos talking in the comics, where the Cap is like, as long as one man stands against you, you'll never, like, claim victory. I don't know the exact quote, but...
Wow. I'm too high for that. Wow. That's awesome.
Dude, yeah, I love the MCU, because they all have it so connected like that.
Does it hurt you personally that Spider-Man's not anymore?
Yeah, but I mean... I really hope they do not reboot him again, because, like...
They might have to, though. Because, like...
Spider-Verse.
But if they were to do the Spider-Verse thing, they couldn't mention the fact that he came from, like... They couldn't mention anything about his past at all.
Okay, yeah, so, like... I mean, they didn't mention anything about Noir Spider-Man's past, or the Diva Spider-Man. They had no...
Well, I mean, what would they ask about him, though? Like... What's special about you? What version of Spider-Man are you? Like, he can't say, oh, I'm the MCU version.
Well, he can say,
I'm the
like,
version that Tony Stark raised. You can't even mention Tony Stark.
Well, he can say he was, like, Earth 616 or whatever.
Huh.
Well, that's still... Well, because they did mention that in Far From Home, so I don't know. Would they even be able to mention it again?
No. They wouldn't. Because it's MCU still. Because they're basically just wiping out everything that's happened in the MCU from, like, his story.
Oh shit.
I assume so at least, because they can't mention Happy. Happy can't be in it. He's MCU.
Yeah.
Tony Stark.
Zendaya's MJ.
Yeah, they can't have MJ. Zendaya's out of it. Nick Fury, he can't be in it.
Yeah.
He's like
he's the entire
What's fucked about the entire situation is the fact that I love how we branched off of this completely and went right back to it, by the way. Right back to the Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
But what sucks about Spider-Man leaving so bad is the fact they're setting him up to be the next Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And then, yoink, not anymore.
Well, I don't know if they were doing the next Tony Stark, because I feel like what they... Because nobody's going to replace Iron Man. Like, nobody's going to be the next Iron Man.
Maybe not the next Tony Stark, but like the next leader of the Avengers.
Yeah. Because I think that's what they were doing... I actually read a little thing where that whole scene in Endgame where they're carrying the gauntlet, it's actually the original six Avengers handing it off to, like, it's like passing the torch. Because Iron Man would pass the torch on to Spider-Man, Captain America would pass the torch on to Black Panther, and Thor would pass it off to Captain Marvel. And those three characters all held the gauntlet.
I don't think Captain America would be passing off to Black Panther, though.
It's like they're...
Or just the idea of what...
Yeah, of like... Because Because Captain America also did pass on to Falcon with giving him the shield.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Sam.
So maybe there's just more than one way of, I guess, like, their role in Avengers, but, like, Falcon is the new Captain America. So, like, Black Panther...
Is he going to be, like, the same character, or is he just going to, like, turn into Captain America? Like,
I think it's going to be a mesh of Falcon and Captain America. That's what
that's what I'm hoping, too. That would be, honestly, really cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes.
Could you imagine having to watch Uncle Ben die for a fourth time?
We never watched it for a third time.
Do we not? How did Homecoming start off?
They didn't.
Like, they didn't mention Ben at all.
They like mentioned it in passing. Well, they didn't mention Ben in passing, but they mentioned how Peter got bit by a spider in passing. But there was no Uncle Ben in the MCU.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's. I thought there was.
I mean, you can, if you really want to count it, you could count Uncle Aaron from the Spider-Verse movie.
That's such an off-brand.
Yeah, Marvel just does not like uncles.
I don't know why. Uncles are pretty alright sometimes.
Yeah.
Unless you have the uncle that likes the... Never mind. Nothing. It's gonna be weird seeing Tom Holland not in MCU, like, but still playing Spider-Man.
I wonder, like, what they're gonna do with it, because they had so much setup work with, like, Nick Fury and, like, talking to Spider-Man and all that.
Like, the fact that the entire thing with Mysterio was, like, the Stark technology.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden Spider-Man doesn't know what the fuck Stark technology is.
Yeah.
Or what Stark is, or anything. So all that stuff... All of, basically, Homecoming and
Far From Home
is gone.
Yeah, because all of it really was, like, MCU tech between Homecoming being the Chitauri tech, and then Far From Home is all Stark tech. God. That's all Spider-Man fights off is MCU-related stuff.
Anyway, moving on. That goddamn Amazon rainforest...
is on fire.
And nobody gives a flying fuck about it. At least none of the major news stations on TV don't.
I know, I did look at it, but they like this is a really big fire, but at the same time it's also a natural fire.
Is it natural?
Yeah, it's literally just fire season in the Amazon right now. Like all really? That most of the forest is dry, because, like, otherwise it'd be hard as fuck to set fire to a rainforest. But, like, it's just the dry season.
I thought... I read somewhere that... it was, like, humans that caused it because of the... They have, like, some... Aren't they cutting down the rainforest right now?
They're trying to... I read somewhere that, like, some group is trying to deforest it.
Deforest it.
Yeah.
I thought I read somewhere that something they were doing there caused the... fire to break out.
I think they said that they sometimes use fires to like clear out area.
Huh.
For like farmers and stuff, but yeah. I mean, all these news reports start to merge into one.
But yeah, basically the media is just not talking about it whatsoever.
It's kind of bullshit. I would like to know, you know, besides looking at fucking shared memes over social media.
I saw it on Reddit. It's sad that they're more worried about what's going on Twitter.
Yeah.
Than actual important shit that's gonna be affecting us greatly. As a fucking race.
It's the laws of the fucking world, dude.
I'm so fucking high.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really, really high. Have you followed much of what's going on in Hong Kong?
I did read where it's looking like it's Tiananmen Square 2.
Yeah, I saw this post on Reddit. I'll have to try finding it. They were shooting gas canisters off of roofs into crowds of people without them knowing. And there's a cop in the comment section that said that it could, if one of the canisters hit somebody in the head, it would kill them.
Wasn't there also something that just happened, like, at an airport or something?
Yeah, they protested at the airport and, like, shut down the airport completely. If that's what you're talking about.
Hong Kong still. Yeah.
Oh, I was on r/all today. Come on. Come on. I'm not sure if I'll be able to find this or not. China already ripped it down. Did you see where Trump was actually trying to get a thing passed where it was a Chinese executive order to censor the internet here in the United States, but it was unconstitutional?
No, so I think
it was shut down.
What are you trying to do? Trying to censor the internet?
Yeah, that's like what's going on in China.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remove all the Pat posts he doesn't basically want online.
Yeah, that's pretty unconstitutional, my guy.
Depends on who you ask. The government, to be honest. Oh, I'm not sure if I'll be able to find it. What the fuck was that? That's something Marvel related. Mark Ruffalo and the Hulk green screen stuff, or CGI?
Yeah. Don't skip leg. Yeah, because he's got this big old.
Could you imagine if Hulk was like built like that? And he was just running up into somebody. He would just like.
That'd be pretty. Dude, props bumping. To the actors that can still pull off a serious performer with something like
is
that.
Is that Mark Ruffalo in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. God bless it. He's ready to spill all the tea, all the Marvel tea.
Did you see how they did Thor at the end of Infinity War when he got the axe into Thanos' chest? It was actually just Chris Hemsworth and Josh Brolin sitting there doing it out, but Josh Brolin had this like 10-inch thick chest piece on.
I did not see that.
Yeah, it looked exactly like the front of that.
But oh my god, that's awesome. I would just love that. Like, let's say somebody's walking by and they stumble onto the set where they're filming this and they just see Mark Ruffalo dressed like that.
I would charge towards Mark and hope he would catch me.
He probably wouldn't be able to. His arm, like, he can't close his arms.
No, at least that chest would make pretty good padding.
Maybe. I mean, it looks like it'd be soft, but like, what if it was just fucking metal?
Oh shit, he's yeah.
Dive bomb into metal. That's awesome. Now, there was a post about the thing I wanted to show you. Do you play Dead by Daylight at all?
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever played it myself.
You would enjoy that game. It's like a horror game. And you know what the idea of it is?
Is that the one with base building in it?
No, that's the forest. I think.
No, I think it's like 7 days to die is one of
them. Yeah, that's another one. Basically, there's like killers like Michael Myers is in it. I think Freddy Krueger is in it, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're running around a map trying to kill all the survivors, and the survivors are trying to get generators going so they can escape.
Oh, yeah, I've seen videos of that, yeah.
They recently made a Stranger Things DLC, and you're getting chased by a Demogorgon, and you can play as Steve the Hare Harrington and Nancy.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. I'm about to buy that. It's not out yet though. I probably already passed it. I'm not even paying attention, just scrolling through this.
Yeah. Well, that's how things go when you get high. You just kinda
go with it. Let's see if I can find it on my phone.
Did you ever play Last of Us?
No, I didn't.
Oh my
god. And that's, it's sad because I've heard so much. At one point I had a PS4 and I had the game. I played through like the first 20 minutes and just could not bring myself to play it more.
Dude, you like, Brooklyn was the same way where she watched that intro and she could not play the game anymore. Like, I had to push her through it where like I would just play it.
It just starts off really slow, I feel like. And
what are you talking about, real slow, dude?
You're right. It does kind of start fast, actually, because you're running through town, getting chased by zombies and shit.
Yeah, like, that's the first thing.
It just... Maybe it's just me, and every game I ever get, ever, I skip through... Like, where it's trying to show you how you do all the tutorial stuff, like... how you use your guns and all your abilities and stuff. I skip through all of that, because I don't feel like sitting there and reading everything. I just want to get to the game.
Yeah.
And I skipped a lot of that, so I didn't know exactly what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
I was so lost.
I will admit, it does get pretty slow until you get the first long gun, which is the hunter's rifle. And then the game like actually starts to throw a lot of shit at you, because you actually have a decent weapon now.
Here's the video of the police. It doesn't have audio, sadly.
Oh, that's pretty
good. Shooting
that's the tear gas
into the crowd. Like, that could have hit somebody and killed them.
Oh, shit.
They're on top of a skyscraper, I guess, or just a tall building in general.
Didn't they also... I thought I saw someone where it was, like, they did, like, Roman gladiator shield stuff with umbrellas to protect against tear gas.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
I don't know, it was the Roman legion, how they would, like, all link their shields above their heads to prevent, like, arrows from hitting them. They just surrounded their whole group with umbrellas.
That's so badass, honestly. Yeah. Wow. I saw a video where they like took the tear gas they were throwing at them.
Yeah.
And just threw it right back at the cops. I picked it up and just tossed it.
Oh yeah, I didn't see
that. That's so good.
For the umbrella one, I saw that one meme where it was modern problems require ancient solutions.
Have you heard about the size of the groups that are going out and protesting?
No, I know it's like fucking massive though.
That's early morning, like just getting started. That entire thing is people.
Oh my god.
Like, I think they said a third of the city, which is like, and Hong Kong is massive.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's 2 million people out protesting. Like a third of the city or something like that. Wow. I'm so glad we don't have to worry about that here yet.
Yeah, we just have peaceful racist groups. That's all
we have. We just have peaceful racist groups here in the U.S. U.S. of A. Wow. Do you think they'll ever actually, like, listen to the people in China?
Like
the government?
I'm thinking somebody's gonna, like... Okay. It's going to take a lot of shit, I think, with just how the current situation is.
Do you think they're willing to, let's say, all 2 million of those protesters, do you think they're willing to kill them all? Just to silence them?
I don't know.
That they're not afraid?
Eh.
It's like, that would have...
killing all of them.
Or like just... It's China. If they wanted to, they're going to kill them all.
Yeah, like, have you seen the pictures of, like, they had, like, a fuck ton of, like, military vehicles and...
I saw that actually. It was a bunch of, I think it was just carrying soldiers or some shit like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of them getting on the interstates and like pulling in the side of the city.
That's pee fucked up.
But do you think anyone's actually ever gonna try stopping China?
Hopefully. I mean, somebody's gonna, I don't think. Dude, like everybody nowadays, like nobody changes unless like they need to. At this point in day. Like, how long has climate change been an issue? Like, nobody still gives a shit about it.
Oh my god. I actually heard a thing where it's like, we have 10 years to fix our shit or else we can't fix it.
Yeah, we're just fucked.
And people are still saying it doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah.
Like, are you... What's wrong with you? Just...
Like, here's the thing. Like, I get, like, the whole... I get the argument of, like, nobody's pushing for it yet because, like... There's no money in the green energies, but like, do you realize how like nuclear is just so clean and produces so much? And like everybody like freaks out because we fucked up with it like 20 or 30 years ago when it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Didn't we make stuff that like it's literally impossible to happen again?
I don't think we did.
I thought we upgraded the systems to the point where like it probably could not happen again.
Yeah, like the errors that happened, yeah, like they can't happen anymore.
Yeah, okay.
There is so much more protocol in the whole thing and, like, so many new systems to help regulate what went wrong.
Did you ever watch Chernobyl, the series?
I did not watch it, but I had to read about it for one of my engineering classes.
You're missing out so much. The mini-series of Chernobyl is actually insane.
Is it's that the so one on Hulu?
It's what?
Is it on Hulu?
No, it's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
Do you have HBO?
I can get it.
It's definitely worth checking out. I watched the entire miniseries in the day. Oh, shit. I just sat. It's. I think it's only like 5 hours total.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound that long, but like, you're sitting there for five hours. That's like
three MCU movies. I watch three MCU movies like every other weekend.
Do you?
I try to.
You try to? I still have not seen the original Captain America, I guess.
Me and Brooklyn, I just watched Winter Soldier like last week.
Was that any good?
Yeah, because it was the first movie that Joe and the Russo brothers, I forget their first names, Joe and Anthony, I think. But it's the first one that the Russo brothers did together, because they did Winter Soldier, Civil War, and then these last two Avengers movies.
Really?
Yeah. And I think they're actually moving on from doing comic book movies, and they, I think it's with Tom Holland, but they're like doing a movie about like some soldier who has PTSD from wars and like how he has to merge back in with his family, and you know, it doesn't go smoothly.
I have not heard that at all.
It's actually, I'm actually been kind of looking forward to it because I love movies like that. Like,
you just like your drama movies?
Yeah. Was it just called like American Sniper?
Yeah, American Sniper. Did you know that Rob's dad wrote the book?
Did he?
Yeah, he actually wrote the book. That was the entire joke of when we surprised him in New York.
Yeah.
That was the entire joke of, like, I wanted to get a napkin just to get his dad's autograph and sell it on eBay real quick. Yeah, his dad actually wrote the book, and Rob got so tilted when we used to talk about how they used a fake baby in one of the scenes. He used to defend the movie to his death.
I mean, why would they have to use a real baby? Do you realize how, like, uncooperative babies are?
Right, but like The Walking Dead, for example, has real babies on their show. They're not fake.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be CGI, but AMC does really shit CGI.
Yeah. But I mean,
just give a baby something to calm it down.
Yeah, but like, do you think every pregnant woman on television is actually pregnant? Like, they have...
Oh, no, they're not actually pregnant. Like,
I was talking about the babies after. So why does it matter if they use fake babies in these shows or not? They don't have like real pregnancies.
The problem wasn't that it was a fake baby, it was the fact that it looked so horrible. Have you not seen it?
I haven't like drawn attention to it.
Okay, hold on. I'll help you. It's so bad. What was I about to look up?
American Sniper fake baby.
American Sniper
fake baby. We gotta, yeah.
Just notice how fake this baby is.
That is one fake baby.
No, wait, it gets worse.
I hate the team sport.
Just look how they didn't even try making it look real. That's the thing about it. This multi-million dollar fucking movie couldn't.
Oh my god.
Here, see, they can't win, we can.
It's just limp.
It's clearly just like a fucking baby doll.
Yeah.
He's trying to move it with his thumb. Did you see that shit? No. Did you?
Hold on. Yeah, I saw. Like, he's that trying to make it look real.
Gold. He's using his thumb. You can see his thumb moving. Come on.
That's just ridiculous.
This multi-million dollar movie did this. The baby sounds they throw in.
I never know. I'm never gonna like not be able to see it now.
I cannot believe you actually saw him try moving his thumb with the baby. I did not notice that until now. Oh, shut up, Conan. Wow. But yeah, it was just how bad it was that they even tried.
Yeah. At that point, they should have just used an uncooperative baby, because they wanted it to, they were like trying to make it, they like, they're trying to make the baby fuss, and they should just use an actual fussing baby.
I mean, it's so easy to do.
Yeah. It's a baby. Would it be
cruel if you made a baby fuss on purpose? If you caused the baby distress?
I mean, yeah, but you don't have to stress it that much. Just give it to somebody who doesn't like.
Hands you off to Bill Cosby.
Oh, shit.
Pudding pop? Our baby starts crying instantly. I know where this is going. Oh, God.
So you have never played past like the first 20 minutes of Last of Us?
No, I haven't.
Dude, it gets so good. It is like...
Can you get it on an emulator?
I can just give it to you.
I don't have a PS4.
I have two.
You do have two.
Yeah, my mom uses one of them, but she uses it for like a DVD thing, so I can just give her like my old Xbox.
Just give her like a Roku, like stick.
Yeah, I could do that.
I mean, I guess I wouldn't play DVDs. Yeah, who plays DVDs anymore, though?
Old school people do.
Is that weird? The fact that we're moved on from having, owning, like, physical things to owning digital things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Because I feel like...
And, like, you have pride in your digital shit.
Well, I had more pride in my physical shit. Like, seeing my collection of video games, dude, like, I felt so proud of that when I was, like, 7 years old.
Okay, so you're proud of your computer.
Right. I didn't have a computer.
I mean, right now, though, you're proud of your computer?
Yeah.
You'd say you were?
I still have a computer.
Let's say your Steam account disappeared. How proud are you still that you just have a normal old computer?
I mean...
You have to rebuy all your games.
I only play, like, 3 of them anyway. But yeah, well,
you see what I mean? Shit. Like, if like, your Steam account, for whatever reason, disappeared, and you're like, wow, I have nothing on this computer now.
Yeah. Most I would have is like basic 3D modeling software, and that's just.
I mean, I guess you need to install the free games again, like, all the money you
spend. We don't even play the free games anymore.
I mean, that's a lie. CSGO is free. It wasn't free when we bought it.
Was it? Is it actually free?
It's free to play now, yeah.
Oh my
god. How shitty is that?
That's fucking dumb.
After you pay $20 or fucking $15 or whatever it was.
Yeah, how many did you guys spend on your Smurf account?
I have 3 Smurf accounts.
Oh my
god. I have fucking 3 of them. And now it's free. That's a real kick to the dick. Did you hear Destiny 2 is going free to play as well?
Is it actually?
Yeah, Destiny 2 is also going free to play.
I know we played it for like the first 2 weeks it came out.
Well, the problem was we were at school with that thing.
Yeah.
And Shawnee had literally the worst internet.
Oh, dude, I remember that.
Because
it was also, like, since it was released and with that bad internet, you can only log in for, like, 20 minutes a day.
It was like when somebody else was playing the game on the network, I couldn't.
Yeah.
And so I had to wait for the guy to go to sleep and then play the game for, like, an hour and then wake up for classes. And that guy didn't fucking sleep ever.
I mean, Destiny, you came out, would you?
I mean, I was pretty hyped. You're right. That's why I am with any game. If I hear it has a midnight release, I'm not going to bed that night.
Yeah.
I'm playing the game until the next midnight.
I remember I actually had to do like an old school, like, I actually had to wait at a store until midnight to get my Switch.
Ew.
Well, because it was GameStop and they were sold out everywhere after they like did the actual release of it. And then GameStop was like,
but then you lost it like a month later.
I found it. Oh, okay. So I had to stay there all night. We got it. I played Breath of the Wild, like, nonstop for a week. Like, that's all I did. And then, yeah, like, I brought it to my dad's, brought it back, couldn't find it again. And then I just found it all again.
And then, like, while you didn't have it, I got one. And I was like, hey, Ben, let's play some games on it.
And I was like, nope,
don't, I can't, got one. Don't got one. And I would check again, like, a month later. Hey, you found that?
All I had was the actual, like, Switch. Like, I didn't have the controllers, I didn't have the cords, I didn't have the thing that lets you do it on your TV. I just had the actual, like, screen part. So I couldn't.
Where did you find? Did you find it?
No, I always had it. I lost all the other shit.
Where the other? Did you find the other shit?
A week after I bought new shit, yeah.
Oh my god, that's a kick to the dick. It's like a week after you've already opened it, you threw the boxes away, you can't return it.
Yeah, it was gone.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't even find it. My sister did. It was like sitting in a box in our garage. Who puts their Switch stuff in the garage?
Honestly. It's so unsafe in the garage too.
Yeah. Well, ours was actually pretty, it had like, it's a two-car garage, so like we had a ton of space. It was just like in one of our back shelves. Because we were recently repainting our downstairs, and that's where it was hooked up. So we just stuffed it all in the garage, and I thought I unpacked it, but never did, apparently.
Breath of the Wild was such a good game.
Oh my god.
I'm so excited for Breath of the Wild 2.
Did you see it where it was
planned to be DLC, but it started getting too big, so they made another game for it?
Yeah, like they just had too many.
That worries me.
I never played any of your old DLC, though.
I didn't either. But like, if it's just to be like the basically the same game,
yeah,
just with new content.
Well, the story looks completely new.
The story will be different, but like the gameplay itself is the same. There's nothing new.
I know they're using the same engine. At least that's what I think I read.
Can you imagine a Pokemon game running on that fucking engine?
Oh, that's what they try to do with Sword and Shield, but like they gotta shit out a new game every year.
Yeah, I mean, Sword and Shield looks really good because it has a giant open area.
Yeah,
that looks nice. Could you imagine a Pokemon game like that, but like MMO?
Yeah.
You can just see other people too.
Pokemon Go.
That's not near as cool. You have to actually walk. Wow.
So the tree sprites in Pokemon Sword and Shield are the same tree sprites as Zelda Ocarina of Time on the 64. Like, they look indistinguishable.
Wait, tree sprites?
Yeah, like how the trees look.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Really?
Yeah. They're Sword like, it's indistinguishable. Yeah, I watched it and, like, I looked at a picture of a tree and I honestly thought it was from Ocarina of Time.
Huh. Isn't Ocarina of Time... Did they just update the model, I guess?
No, like, they look exactly the same. I'll show you.
They'd have to update the model, though. How old is Ocarina of Time?
It was made, like, the year I was born, like, 90.
Yeah, like, they'd have to update it. If it's 3D and shit...
The left is Pokemon Sword and Shield, and the right is Ocarina of Time.
Wow, the Sword and Shield does look like shit.
Yeah, it's like the exact fucking...
That's after Breath of the Wild, too. Breath of the Wild hit way better than that.
Yeah, like...
Oh my god! That was a good one. The Minecraft tree.
You made me try VR Minecraft, like, a week... Or was it even a week ago?
I think it was about a week ago.
Dude, that was... I was, like, in awe by how they scaled that game for VR.
It makes sense when you think about the game.
Yeah, because you're two blocks tall, so, like, everything is
scaled. Like, you're about a block wide. It's fucking insane how big everything is.
I was intimidated by the trees. I felt scared to chop one down.
I love how you can actually punch it. Yeah. It looks so fucking awkward. I hate it so much. If I'm here by myself, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But if like, I'm in front of other people, I'm not going to fucking wave my fist around. I'm a fucking idiot. No Man's Sky VR, though, it's way cooler.
Oh, yeah, dude. I could just sit back in the chair and just fly around the universe all day.
I just like how you're able to, like, look around the entire universe while inside your cockpit.
I played it when it first came out, so I'm excited to try all the stuff you said, like, the base building.
Yeah.
And, like, the new resource management and, like, how you can get resources.
And, like, NPCs in space stations actually walk around now and...
Oh, yeah, and you said there's, like, I want to see the social hub they added.
Oh, yeah. There's actually, like, oh, my God. I went to the... there's missions you can do. Like, when you go to the main hub, there's, like, missions you can do with a party.
Yeah.
And there was a mission I did solo, but it was meant for a party. And it just has you go to a planet and excavate some... fossils, basically.
So it's kind of like Sea of Thieves.
Kind of, in a way. Oh my god, Sea of Thieves is kind of really like No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
Not really, though. Not at all, actually.
I remember we played it, like, the first week it came out, and it was me... I think you were there, and it was me, you, John, and Ryan. and we were stuck on this island. We were trying, because it was like an arching rock that connected two islands that were right next to each other.
Do you hear that group though? Why that failed so bad?
No.
Me, you, John, and Ryan.
Come okay, on. Yeah, nothing was meant to succeed with the four of us. But.
Especially with John, he isn't so bad at video games. Oh my god. No matter what the game is, he is horrible at it.
But we were trying to go underneath this arch and the ship was stuck, and eventually after trying to like kind of squirm it through, it just threw the ship like backwards halfway across the map and it spun it. And our screen just went fucking crazy.
It was so glitchy when it came out. But with the No Man's Sky, mm-hmm. I made like, after you got the bones, I went to a space station and sold them.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of them was going for like 1 million units.
Oh.
And I was like, oh wow. And so yeah. I just went and farmed that for a while and I made like 10 million units. And I now own a freighter and 3 ships. You can have multiple ships now. You can store them on your freighter.
Oh, so you can like have a different ship than just... You can, like even when like how you're like controlling it and stuff.
Yeah,
that's dope.
You could like land on your freighter, walk up to your other ship, and just take off with it, and your inventory will stay too. And
nice. Ships.
It's really cool. Oh my god, you need a good VR. God. Already coming up on about 1 hour. That's crazy.
Yeah, we just. Video games, dude. You just start talking about them and it just goes.
And you know what's funny? We branched off from talking about China and what will it take to stop them, and now we're on, you know, video games. So maybe violent video games is the answer to stop China. But yet, we're trying to ban them.
Yeah.
Maybe violent video games is training kids to stop China, and that's why China has also been censoring the violent video games. Because in Counter-Strike, you can't, there's no blood.
Are you serious?
There's blood, but I think it's gray instead of red.
Well, just put regular blood in. Why would you make it gray?
Because you can't have the blood in your video games. It shows violence, and they don't want that in their country.
I think they react to Mortal Kombat.
I think it's banned. I honestly think it's banned. Hold on. I really, dude, it might be. Because they're really strict about it. Because, like, do you know China doesn't have Google, does not have Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah, it has nothing.
You don't want any Western influence at all. Okay. What the? I googled, there's no way this, nah, it's not true, never mind, there's no way. I googled a list of banned video games in China, and like League of Legends, Overwatch, Fortnite, World of Warcraft, and PUBG. And I'm like, there's no way those are all banned. I know there's a lot of like Chinese hackers in PUBG. Yeah. List of banned video games in China. Let's see. Battlefield 4.
Understandable.
Banned for discrediting. Fuck, I can't talk. China's national image. Command and Conquer Generals. Football Manager 2005. What the fuck? Banned for recognizing Taiwan and Tibet as independent countries. Wow.
Bruh, that's
wow.
Petty
the BM. Fun. Holy shit.
That is like next level petty.
Oh, I guess it. Wow. I guess not too much is actually banned. Maybe this is not updated too well. I cannot believe they banned Football Manager 2005. Wow.
That's a treat.
I wonder if there's anything banned in America. The United States.
I don't think they can because of like the First Amendment.
No, there's nothing banned in here. What do you think is the most... I know Australia is actually really bad with it. I know Australia is like known for... I hope those dogs fuck off, by the way.
Yeah, I feel bad because every single time Brooklyn and I leave our house at the same time, we can hear them going crazy when we walk to the car. We hope they calm down, but there's no way to check.
Yeah, they're not going to.
We just try to give them some Benadryl and we'll be gone for a while. Just knock them out.
Australia, they're basically really strict with their video games for some reason.
Okay.
Like, these are people that walk around calling each other bloats, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
And like they're really strict. They have banned DayZ, DreamWeb, Hotline Miami 2, Too Violent, Manhunt, Narc. I haven't heard of some of these at all. Postal 2, Saints Row 4, State of Decay. I'm trying to pick off ones you would know. South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Okay, I can get that one.
The Witcher 2 is banned. Yeah. Used to be banned. Fallout 3. Wow. Grand Theft Auto 4. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I was surprised GTA wasn't banned in China.
Left 4 Dead 2 is banned in, was used to be banned in Australia.
Used to be, why are they allowed again?
I don't know. Mortal Kombat, Outlast 2. Originally banned, Left 4 Dead 2 is originally banned due to high impact bloody violence. Are you? You're all a bunch of pussies. Honestly. Bunch of pussies. We Happy Few. Is that the one that Ryan's been going full re about? There's one game that John keeps calling a bad game and Ryan's just not having it at all.
I know that, like, I thought that the concept of it was cool, but their execution was just, like, meh.
I think the problem with it was they showed, like, very early demo versions of the game,
mm-hmm.
like, when they were revealing the game, and people just went off of that, and was like, oh, wow, this game is so shit. And it ended up being a full game, and people weren't giving it another try, and Ryan's very pissed off about it.
Oh. Has he made you try to play it yet?
No. I think it's free on, or not free, I guess, but it's on the Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
Do you have that?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard anything about that?
On PlayStation, my guy.
Oh my god, my guy. No, no. The Xbox Game Pass for PC,
yeah,
allows you to, like, it's like, I think, $5 a month right now, and there's like 100 games you get.
Oh, shit.
Like, Sea of Thieves is in it, State of Decay 2, We Happy Few. There's like AAA, like Wolfenstein 2 is in it.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of games for free for like $10 a month or $5 a month. I think it's $5 right now, then it goes to $10 later.
Oh, okay. So it's like $5 for your first month or something?
Yeah. I'll have to show you what games are in it later. It's insane. Oh my god.
Check it out. Because I think my computer does have some sort of like Xbox games kind of like app.
I think they install like the Xbox app, yeah. Default.
Because I thought that was how I had to play Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's installed on all PCs or some shit. Pushing their own shit. I'm gonna show you all these games. Your mind is gonna be blown. It's actually insane. Like the Halo series, once it comes to PC,
I know that's getting on it.
It's gonna be on it.
I've been following that.
These are all the games that are included with it. Kingdom Come, which also got banned in Australia recently. I just don't understand it. Calling each other cunts and bloats all the time.
But never.
No blood in your video games.
At least it's better than just saying, oh yeah, you recognize these guys as an actual country, so no.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked. They're not. We actually own them, sorry. For the Kings on here.
Oh, nice. What Kingdom Come Deliverance, what's that like? Is that kind of like a more medieval Sid Meier's kind of thing?
I believe so, yeah. I've never played it, to be honest, but I know it's a big... Fuck off. Sign me up, bitch. I'm already signed up. Open world RPG that immerses you in an epic adventure in the Holy Roman Empire. When your parents' death. I think the thing with this game was it was an Xbox exclusive, I believe.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and then it came to PC and people were like shitting the bed over it.
Oh.
I like that term, shitting the bed. That was good. A lot of it in the Xbox Game Pass is indie games.
Yeah.
But 200 games per page. Fuck.
all got to start over again.
Shadow of War, Middle-earth is pretty good. Gears of War, of course, Sea of Thieves, Metro Exodus. State of Decay art.
I remember I got Metro Exodus like a long time ago, back when it was like Xbox Gold.
Xbox Gold.
Like back on my 360.
You should check this out. We're actually checking it
out. Oh, I thought Ori and the Blind Forest, I thought that was coming to Switch.
It is.
I always wanted to check that out.
Well, it's on the Xbox Game Pass. You can turn on PC.
Goat Simulator.
My Hotline Miami's. Wizard Legend's pretty good. Try not to, like, go too fast. Rhyme. Where's the good hitters? Oh, the Outer Worlds. That's actually a really good one.
Have you heard about that game? Like, it was like the original creators of Fallout or something like that?
No, it's the ones who made Fallout New Vegas.
In Fallout 3, right?
No, or just Fallout New Vegas. Just New Vegas.
Oh, yeah, remember, I saw a meme where they're like, yeah, just to separate us from the other Fallout games, it's this one. We made this one.
We made this one. The good one. The really, really good one. Which is sad about it, too. But they're like space adventure. They're space RPG game.
Oh, nice.
I just like space games. They're so good.
They're pretty cool. They really, like, they have a great sense of scale, I think, of, like, showing you how big the universe can be.
Especially No Man's Sky.
That, like, really astonished me.
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's literally an entire universe in, like, a 9 gigabyte game.
Yeah.
Size game. It's all code and... Okay,
that reminds me, I recently figured out that Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time was only 32 megabytes. And you are like this like time-traveling elf that uses songs, that has a little time paradox in the game itself, that has to fight off all these master creatures.
That's actually insane.
Yeah.
For like, back in its time too, that's actually insane.
Yeah. And it was like, it was the first... I don't know if it was the first... Probably wasn't the first 3D, but it was the first 3D Zelda game.
Wow.
What was the... I'm gonna look that up. What was the first 3D game?
Ever?
Yeah.
I think it's something stupid like Pac-Man, maybe. I'm putting money on Pac-Man's first 3D game.
3D Monster Maze.
Wow.
Released in 1981.
Monster Maze? That sounds a lot like Pac-Man.
I knew Super Mario 64 was like a big 3D game from my childhood. I'd play the shit out of it. You could like grab his nose in the main menu and pull it any which way.
Wow. They literally threw that off just to show off the technology.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
I just had a stroke. Oh my God.
It happens when you get high. Or get all jumbled.
Oh my God. A minute, or an hour, one whole minute, about an hour and 3 minutes in. How you feeling? How you doing?
I'm feeling pretty high.
Pretty high? Probably should get ready to start closing shop now.
Alright, that sounds good to me. I think we hit all of our main points, actually.
Yeah, we did.
We gotta start looking for more for the next episode now. I did like this little idea of having it all laid out for us.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Oh, I know. I'm in there. Okay, well, that's it. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.